Om Shanti. And all are very happy because all we have met yesterday, Baba. And Baba has given one version, very important. What is that? If you are having anything, any trouble, any problem, anything, what to do? Give it to Baba. When you give him, he is responsible. He will take care of you. And be happy always. If we are not giving it, so definitely we will think what to do, what not to do. So if we keep in our heart, we will think on that. But there is no solution. So it will create tension, depression, many things it will create. So any problem comes, any difficulty comes. Similarly, even last year also Baba said the essence of the whole last year of Vek Murli, very good refined technique Baba has explained. The essence of the whole Murli last year also. What Baba said? If any problem, any difficulties came in your life, do one thing. What is that? Last year, not this time. Baba said, come to Madhuban. How? By mind, not physically. Baba said, do not come by physically, it is very far away, it is very difficult. Come mentally. Baba is available in Madhuban. And Baba will make your mind very powerful. So Baba is giving solution for everything. In our daily life, if anything happens, whom to tell, what to do? Many confusions, many thoughts are coming. So there will be a question mark. For that Baba is giving solution, very simple, not critical. A common person can do it. If any problem comes, any difficulty came in your life, anything you feel it is very difficult, Baba said, just you fly, come to Madhuban by mind. Because you have seen mind, Madhuban, easily you can connect. Come Baba's room and talk to him. Baba said, I will make your mind very strong, powerful. Yesterday also Baba said same thing once again. If any problem comes, only one version Baba has given yesterday. If any problems comes, any difficulties come, what will do? Give it to Baba. And be happy. It is given to me. It is his responsibility. Because he is our caretaker. He is our father. He will take care. And he has given this opportunity to us in this confluence age. Anything goes wrong, anything you feel difficulty in your daily life, I am there. Give it to me. And today's topic is, be embodiment, being embodiment of power. So only one word always Baba is telling in the Murli, always, we are children of Almighty authority. So Baba is like Almighty, all powers we are having. Now we have to ask, when you sit in meditation, you ask, I am having all those powers. In Hindi it is said, Master Sarva Shaktivan. Just sometimes we repeat this word. Yes, I am Son of Almighty. Not repeating, realizing. I have to realize. When I sit in meditation, I have to ask, yes, I am Son of Almighty. He is having many powers. So how many powers I am having, I have to ask. If somebody get angry on me, I can tolerate. I am having the power to tolerate. If somebody is doing something wrong, I am having that patience. I have to ask one by one. If something is lacking, no, I cannot tolerate. I do not have any patience. Suddenly if somebody do something wrong, suddenly I irritate. I am not having power. What to be done? What will do? First, I have to realize, because unless I realize, there is no change. First I realize I am sick, then only I'll go to a physician. So here also, before doing meditation also, I must know why I have to do meditation. Why I have to remember Almighty? What is lacking in me? What I require? That I have to realize. So always whenever you sit in meditation, first ask yourself, what is lacking in me? Before that Baba said, who am I? I am son of that Almighty. What he is doing and what I am doing. Son shows father. So what my father is doing and what I am doing. He is having particularly 8 powers. So when I sit in meditation, I have to compare with him what my father is doing and what I am doing. If I want to follow him, because each day Baba is telling, follow Baba Srimat. Do each action as per Srimat. There you will get success in each step, in each thought, in each action. But follow Srimat. So while doing each action, I have to ask, to whom? I have to compare. I have to talk to him. So whom you will ask? How you contact with him? How you will contact? He is incorporeal and we are incorporeal. How you keep link with him? And Baba said today also in the Murli, constant link is necessary. Constantly follow Srimat. Because constantly we are doing some action, one or the other. While doing each action, we have to follow Srimat. But how to do it? So that first, I must have, it is said, 3 words are always said. Line clear. I must have line with him. I must have clear connection. Line clear, connection clear with him. And relation clear. Whenever I sit in meditation, if my line is clear, I can easily connect to him. If line is not clear, I cannot connect. I cannot get response from him. So then once again there will be a confusion. What to do and what not to do. To build that connection clear, what to be done? So Baba is telling always, early in the morning, do accurate meditation. Accurate and inaccurate meditation. There are many types of meditation. Mostly we sit and we do conversation. It is ordinary. So accurate meditation, Baba said, in the whole world is doing meditation. But here, what Baba has given, that is Raj Yoga. What is this Raj Yoga? It is unique meditation. A new technique has been explained. That why I want to do meditation? I am, the soul is power. Now I am very weak. I have to connect my connection with the powerhouse to recharge. I want to become powerful. So if I am powerful, my each action will be neat, clean, accurate. And with that perfect action, I will be happy and I will give happiness to others. If I am not having power, I am not fully charged, then what will happen? My actions are not neat, clean, accurate, not perfect action, My own action never give me satisfaction first. I am not satisfied with my own action. So I am not happy. And for whom I am serving, doing service, any type of service, either in home or in profession. So my actions there also not neat, clean, accurate. So they are also not satisfied with me. So I am disturbed and I am disturbing others. So what to be done? What is the solution for this? And we know, we also feel that I have to do accurate action. You want to do it. But we cannot because there is no power. Power is important. Now how you will charge those powers? Who will tell? You have attended many classes. How you will charge yourself? Yes, how you could keep connection with him? Because the whole world is telling, what is meditation? Activate your consciousness, connect with the Supreme Consciousness. But how to activate? How to activate that your consciousness? In one word, the whole world is telling, what is meditation? Activate your consciousness. How? When you sit in meditation, how you activate? How you will become soul conscious? You cannot leave this body. You are in this body. How to become? We say be embodiment of self. How you become embodiment? What is the technique? That's why we say, that's why information listening is not everything. We collect plenty information. But how to put into practical, that technique is important. Just like, if I am having some disease, doctors will give medicine. If you go to a medical store, we can take medicine. We can purchase. But you cannot take it. Because it is written on that medicine, as per the doctor's prescription, advice, when to take this medicine, what is the system of taking medicine, either before food or after food. You will say stomach is only one, anytime you can take. No, there is a system. So here also, the whole world is doing meditation. And in this institution, meditation is different. Because Almighty Father is coming and He is teaching. What is that meditation here? How you will do meditation? First, realize yourself as a soul. How you realize yourself as a soul? If I want to know him, this brother, so I will ask something, no brother, what is your name? From where you came? What you are doing? When I ask 2-3 questions, when I will get answer, then I am convinced, yes, he is so and so. Similarly, who is I am? What is I am? How is I am? So I have to ask minimum 4 questions to realize. Not just asking I am a soul. So I have to ask minimum 4 questions. So first when I sit in meditation, self-realization. Then God-realization. First you ask yourself, because is second. I am coming in this body, I am in body conscious. Because you have to use this body. So each second we are having awareness of this body. Using. So at least minimum, first practice when you sit, be bodiless, detach. How to detach? How you will leave this body? Staying in this body, the word is used, activate. How to activate? So there is a system. So mind, if I want to know him, I will ask, brother, what is your name? So you ask yourself, talk to you. So who will talk to whom? Because I and he is different.
I will ask him, brother, what is your name? Same thing you have to ask yourself. Who will ask to whom? Two persons are necessary. There are no two souls, only one soul. So who will talk to whom? Who will talk to whom? Mind will ask to intellect. Because whatever you have listened, it is memory is there. So mind is asking, who am I? Suddenly intellect will give answer, yes, I am so and so. Awareness. Activate yourself. Otherwise, always we are having awareness of physical. At least when you, each day, whenever you sit in meditation, prepare to fly. Before flying, you have to prepare. Who will going to fly? You cannot fly with body. You have to leave with body. So ask, who am I? Suddenly intellect will give answer. Intellect, yes, I am so and so. Yes, if I am so and so, second question. What is my form? Suddenly intellect will give answer, this is my form. Third, if I am having a particular form, then what are my qualities? There are seven qualities, innate qualities and adopted qualities. Lust, anger, greed, attachment, these are the qualities of the body. I am is different. If I am different, what are my qualities? One by one ask, activate. What are my qualities? Fourth, there are seven qualities. One by one you activate. When you are activating, you realize, yes, I born. How is now I am today? When I came on this earth, I came very pure. What is my today's condition? So I compare, I realize how I was and how I am is today. For that, what to be done? So thought we prepare for that. Yes, when I came, I was complete pure. When I came originally, I was complete peaceful. But today, I am not peaceful. I am not pure. What to be done? So for that it is preparation. Yes, I have to charge these powers. These powers are lacking in me. So here realization is there. So one by one you ask. One by one you activate. Then while activating, you realize, yes, I am not having this power. I am not having these virtues. For that, I have to, before going to market, first you think, why you are going to market? Yes, you want to purchase this, you want to purchase this, you want to purchase this. In advance, you prepare the list, no? Not after going there. So, before going to Baba, why you want to do meditation? Why you want to connect to Him? Because something is lacking in me. Some powers I am not having. When I realize, I prepare for that. So ask one by one, activate one by one, there are seven qualities. Then I realize, yes, this is lacking, this is lacking, this is lacking. This I have to purchase, this I have to charge from Baba. So one by one you ask, who am I? Second, what is my form? Third, what are my qualities? And fourth one, what is my function? What I am doing here? Otherwise, we are having this awareness, I am the body. So when I sit in meditation, I see here and there. Means I am using body. So when I should not use, I activate myself, I am this. So what is my function? Yes, I used to drive this car. But now when I am sitting in meditation, I should not use this car. I should not use this instrument. I am separate. Fifth question. I came from where? Above sun and moon. There is subtle world. Now we came out. We came in space. Beyond that, what is there? Subtle world. Who is there? Go and ask question. intellect will give answer. So it is a dialogue in between mind and intellect. These two powers must channelize. Otherwise, mostly, when we sit in meditation, what we do? Just mind is thinking. We create positive thoughts, no doubt. But intellect is free. Free intellect will interrupt. So when we sit in meditation, other thoughts are coming. They are coming from where? Who is disturbing on your way? Intellect is interrupting. So here the system of meditation we must know. Always these two powers must channelize at a time. Not only one. The whole world is telling, connect your mind. It is incomplete. Here, the Almighty Father is teaching. He is teaching this Raja Yoga, not only mind. Mind and intellect, both you have to act. Then only you will get power, you will be charged. And there will be a full concentration. So we must know the definition of concentration also. What is concentration? Sometimes we say, now you are looking me, you are listening me. Sometimes we say, give attention. So you say, yes, I am looking, I am listening. So what is attention? What is that missing? You are looking, you are listening. Till we say sometimes, give attention. What is that attention? Mind is listening, you are looking, you are listening. So what is absent? That is, intellect is somewhere else. Even though you are listening, till we say after reading, after listening, we say, oh, I am not understood. The understanding power is where? Not in mind, it is in intellect. And that is the heart of the soul. That's why it is said, do each action with true heart. Heart is not physical heart. It is just pumping. It is not physical institution. It is a spiritual institution where spiritual knowledge will be given. The spiritual heart, intellect is the heart of the soul. Or when you sit in meditation, bring this mind, head and heart. Head is mind and heart, intellect. So mind and intellect must do dialogue. So how to do that? Mind is asking, who am I? Intellect is giving answers. If you are not doing this, mind is asking, thinking, yes, I am a soul point. Oh, I have to meet somebody. Some thoughts are coming, emerging. They are coming from intellect. Free in idle. Intellect is idle. So when you sit minimum half an hour meditation, that's why Baba is telling, complete meditation today, Baba said. What is that complete meditation? There are four stages. Whenever you sit, four stages are there. First, soul conscious stage. Second, angelic stage. Third is seed stage or incorporeal stage. And fourth one is world benefactor stage. The first stage to prepare, have that soul conscious. So when you sit, so initially 5 seconds it will take. So there should not be any body related thoughts. Only about the self. So you will become embodiment of self first. Yes, I am this. There is no need to think, I am not body, I am not this. Yes, I am this. We never think about this chair. We are using, but we never think it is made of what? What is this? No, I am this. Straightway activate, who am I? What is my form? Mind is asking, intellect is giving answer. These two powers are kept busy. also other thoughts, body and body related, past thoughts, memories, they never activate during this period. Because we have not allowed your powers free to activate past memories. Keep them engaged. These are the two doors. Sometimes mind is creating, sometimes intellect will remind you from the past, from the present, from the future. So keep your intellect also busy in meditation. How? How to activate? So systematic meditation is necessary. So systematically you will feel, yes, I am fully charged. We feel, yes, I am this energy. You will become embodiment of that. You know, during that period, minimum 15 minutes, half an hour, you never have any body related thoughts. There won't be any feeling about outside vibrations. You feel, yes, I am alone, independent, separate. That feeling will come, yes, I am this. I am this. Slowly you have to activate what is my form. Intellect is realizing it is, but one thing, we visualize, it is physical. We have to experience here, in subtle things, we experience. Physical things, we can visualize. It is subtle. Soul is very subtle. Today Baba gave an example, just like a small micro, just like a mosquito. Very small micro energy it is. We can feel, we can realize. So who is doing this realization? Intellect. A clean intellect will realize, yes, I am sitting in the middle of forehead. I am this pure independent star. And these are my qualities. But I am lacking in these qualities. So I have to recharge. So here realization starts. What is lacking and what I am having. So when you realize step by step, four, and what is my function, what I am doing? Yes, I am driving this car, I am operating this body. But now I am sitting, I should not use this body now. I am sitting with which, what purpose? I have to charge. So from where form in corporeal world? In the middle, there is subtle world. Talk to Bab Dada here. That is called angelic stage. Do conversation. If you have any problem, anything which is explained in the Murli, which is not clear to you, because he is our teacher. He came to teach us. Any family matters, any family worldly problems, he knows. So you can exchange, you can do conversation in subtle world. When you are doing this, it is called angelic stage. After that, you go to incorporeal world. I am a soul already. Now you came in front of Almighty. Now you compare with Him. Who is He? He is having 8 powers. One by one you take and compare. Who is my Father? He is always pure. But he is not having physical body. Pure, not in the sense of physical. It is spiritual now. Soul. Soul means mind, intellect and impression. Now you compare what type of thoughts Baba is creating. What type of thoughts I am creating. What is my state of my condition, of my mind. What is state of his mind. So we compare what his intellect is doing, what my intellect is doing, whom I am remembering, what type of sanskars I have recorded, what type of sanskar he is having. Compare. To fill up that gap, what I have to do? So when you are connected to him, When you are talking to him, when you came in his relation, we charge. Because he is power. Just like, for example, we are sitting here, the heavy sun is outside. But sun rays never touched you. Because we are inside. If you want the sun rays, you have to go out from this hall. Similarly, we are inside the body. He is giving power, but we are inside. We have to come out. To receive his vibrations, his power. How to come out? So the word is used, activate your consciousness. So how? The system always, whenever you sit, activate. Ask yourself, who am I? Why am I sitting here? Why you are going to a doctor? We realize, yes, there is a headache. There is this problem having. That's why I am going to a particular doctor. So here also, why I am sitting in meditation? For this purpose, who is doing meditation? I. So who is I am? What is I am? Activate. And talk to him. So he is having 8 powers. He is ocean of knowledge. He is ocean of love. His ocean of peace. Now I have to ask, how much powerful I am compared to him? Because always Baba has said, be what to become? Bap Saman, just like father. What my father is doing, what he is doing, and what I am doing. See him, connect with him, and compare. Each day, at least 5, 10 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minutes, you are connected to him. So we are charging. Because he is our father. He came to give us all the powers. Only you have to connect. Because power is there, you have to plug. Then the current will supply. Similarly, when you sit, meditation is what? Connecting with powerhouse. Just like the brother was telling, realize yourself as a soul and remember Baba. How? The system techniques are necessary. Systematic. Because it's a systematic effort if you are doing, then you will see the result. Looking to that result, you will feel happiness. Otherwise, we sit in meditation, start dozing. Other thoughts are coming, which you do not like. Yes, we cannot concentrate. All these problems are there because we do not know the proper system. If any action, if you are doing with a proper system, you will also happy. The result also, you will get perfect result. And you will create atmosphere also. Because what we are doing, we are vibrating. Spreading the vibrations. So systematically, effort is important. The first, be embodiment of self. Who am I? Stay in that form for 5 seconds, 10 seconds. Increase day by day. When you realize, yes, I am this. So what is I am? Stay in that stage. Yes, just I am's point of light. No other thoughts. But initially you have to create these 5 thoughts. When you create, then you emerge yourself. When you emerge, you came in that form, stay in that stage. See how long today 1 second, tomorrow 2 seconds. Slowly, slowly you increase. Then you feel, yes, I am embodiment of this. Then we realize, yes, I am separate and body is separate. This experience is authority.
Become embodiment of self first, because I must know who has to charge. I have to charge myself. Charging I, the soul, must be powerful. So realizing yourself that I am a soul energy was full, powerful. But now after using, taking many birth, now I am discharged. That I realize. After realizing, I connect with the powerhouse to charge. How many seconds, how many minutes I am connecting? I will realize, yes, this power I have charged. Means now, when you come in action, so we see somebody get angry, somebody disturb you till you never shake. Nobody can shake you. You will be quiet, peaceful. Then we realize, yes, I have developed power of toleration. I can tolerate. Even though somebody do anything, I can tolerate. That we realize, this power I have accumulated. I have charged. So this, when you first you do meditation, charge, and see in practical. When we use this power, situations will come. Till you feel, till I cannot, yes, feeling is there. Till I am not charged. So I have to give more time to connect with connection. Because till I am not fully charged. When I realize, then our curiosity will increase. Yes, I have to do more meditation. Because my battery is not fully charged. Till some situations come, I shake, I get disturbed, till there is no stability in me. So this realization, yes, because some proof is necessary, otherwise we are doing meditation. What is the proof? Whether properly connected mobile is kept for charging. But it is not charged after 1 hour. Means what is wrong? So it is properly not connected. So it is not fully charged. So whole day I cannot use it in my activities because it is not charged. Similarly here also, when I sit in meditation, I am sitting. We sit in meditation. But we require system how to connect. If I am properly connected, definitely I will be charged. And proof that I am charged,
I can see in my activities. My activities will be many situations. Our relatives, our friends, they never cooperate, they disturb till we tolerate. We accept, we never react. Then you realize, they also realize, hey, I have get angry, I have disturbed, till she is smiling, she is okay. See, will others will also give you certificate, and you also realize, yes, there is no disturbance in me. She has disturbed me till I am uncheckable. You also feel happiness. That proud will come. So slowly, slowly, what happens? Your interest will increase. Yes, tomorrow I have to do more meditation. Looking to the success. If you are doing systematically something, we see the result. Otherwise, when you sit in meditation, we do, and we feel there is not properly charged. When you come in action, we disturb again and again. That is Baba is telling, Maya is attacking. Yes? So when you see again and again disturbance is coming, so what will happen? We feel, oh, my meditation is not proper, knowledge is not good, this and this. Many problems are coming. But system, we do not know. Systematically, we are not doing effort. It is right? Otherwise, when you sit in meditation, it is not time to dozing. Fresh you can sit, morning you have taken fresh rest, in the night you have taken. This time is there for everything. So during this, whenever you sit, easily, systematically if you connect, easily you can connect. And not for hours. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour minimum. Our concentration, but we must know, concentration means where mind and intellect both must work at a time. Otherwise, most of the time our mind is working. We create, but free intellect will disturb. Other thoughts are coming. They are coming from where? There is only one soul. But this soul is having two doors, mind and intellect. If mind is creating positive, intellect is free. Free intellect will remind you past things. Intellect never allow you to be stable. So here, in this Raj Yoga, where Shubh Baba is coming and teaching, it is a new technique. Use your both the powers at a time. Otherwise the whole world is teaching. And it is taught in the whole world education also. Focus your mind. Mind is used. So here not only mind and intellect both. You have to activate and you have to connect. This is the basic. This you have to understand. When you sit, I have to channelize. Use these two powers at a time. How to use? So one system it is explained. With this system you use it. And how long you connect, so long you are charging. That is deep connection. That's why these three words are used. Line clear, connection clear, and relation. If I am having deep relation with him, so I can stay more time. I will have deep link with him. Then we feel, yes, I am having powers. Power to tolerate, patience, discrimination power when you come in relation to discriminate others, judging power. All these powers we feel. Through meditation, we say, but till, even after doing meditation, we cannot see these powers because not properly charged. That's why Baba is saying always one word in Hindi, it is said, I am Son of Almighty. Now you ask, yes, I am having those powers. He is having powers. He is always power. I am His son, so I must have. How much percentage power I am having? 1%, 5%, 10%, 50%. So how much I am near to Him. Now I am very far away with my Father. If I want to become like Him, close to Him, I have to increase my power. And the solution, technique for this is meditation. It is right? Possible to do or difficult? If we have, because after listening, if you are convinced, then afterwards you have to put into practical. Then you will see the result. Just listening is not everything. While listening you feel it's okay. Good. After listening, when you put into practical, in the evening when you sit and do this, then you see, yes, it is working. Then you feel. Mind and intellect are step by step, they are climbing. No other thoughts, no other interference is there. So half an hour when you sit, you feel totally lost, detached. Because body feeling is not there. Just you are talking about self. You are not nil. Detachment, not you are thinking, I'm body is different, this is, body is there. But I am not having awareness of this. Only awareness of self. I am this, I am this, I am this. Activate. The word, that's why the word is used. Activate your consciousness. This is system. And connect. How deep connection you are having, so much you are charging. Charging is from there. Then afterwards you will feel, yes, I am having these powers. Otherwise without having, how you will become embodiment? And if you are having this, then you feel this is authority. Experience is authority. Experience is power. Just few days before, Baba has given. Why Maya is attacking again and again? Because we are not having power. We cannot face. Why power is not there? Knowledge is there. We know I should not get angry. I should not disturb others. We know. Till experience is not there. This whatever knowledge you have taken, information that we have not put into practical. Experiment you have to do on self. Information Baba is giving. That when you sit in meditation, you have to put into experiment you have to do on self. That experiment will give you the power. Then you feel, yes, this is authority. Then any situations may come in your daily life, we can adjust, we can face, we can tolerate. Somewhere you have to adjust. Somewhere you have to face. Somewhere you have to tolerate. We know, even though you have to tolerate, let go. So these powers are coming by doing like this, meditation this systematically. So you will feel when you sit. Now we can do 5 minutes or just listening. Listen and put into practical. Both things are necessary. No? Otherwise we are listening. When you go outside, everything we forget. Okay? Good. Now if you want to ask anything, you can ask. Yes. Okay, do not worry. You do it first in the evening. So when you have in the evening experience, then that experience will make you, it will push you to get up early in the morning. Which is possible that you do first. Which is not possible, leave it. Do not worry. First do in the evening. The evening experience, that will make you powerful. Yes, I have to do in the morning also. One more thing. Nowadays what happens? Why we cannot get up early in the morning? Because night, in the late night we go for bed. for this body, minimum 6 hours rest is necessary. So if the sleep is not complete, so when you get up early in the morning, by force, amrutvela, I have to do, and start dozing. We are not doing just to show others. We are doing for self. If I am not okay, then do not worry. It is not force. Baba is giving common condition. If not morning, evening, in the evening you do it. When you are doing perfectly, that experience, oh yes, so you will feel, you will become powerful. Then you will start doing morning also. So do not think about that. I have to do it. Do not do anything by force. Okay? Any more? Somebody want to ask? Otherwise, 5 minutes. Just you do this experiment. Okay? Just you ask. You will remember, who am I? What is my form? What are my qualities? What is my function, and from where I came, above sun and moon there is subtle world, mind is asking, intellect is giving, answer, these two powers are channelized. There is no chance to other thoughts cannot emerge, because busy, I am constantly talking to you. Yes, I cannot eat, this mouth can do two things, you eat and you talk, but not at the same time. So when you are using, so other thoughts never emerge. At least keep half an hour, 15 minutes, these two powers engage. If 1 second, if you leave your intellect free, somebody is waiting to enter. Yes, Maya is waiting to enter. So do not leave your mind, otherwise intellect free. 1 second, go on talk. Go on ask one by one. So keep engaged. If your powers are engaged, then this practice you are having, so whenever you sit, so half an hour your mind and intellect is stable, line clear, no interference. So it takes practice, makes the man perfect, not within suddenly. It practice is necessary, but systematic practice. Okay, good, we can do 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Otherwise, actually it is said, eat less, digest more. So here, listen less, do more. But we are doing opposite. Listening more, doing less. So what to be done? So it is said always, eat less, digest more. So we eat more and we'll digest less. So listening is more, doing is less. So at least 5 minutes we'll do. Okay? Ready? 10 minutes. Okay.